What's on the horizon for financial markets? At PGIM, it's a question that over 1,400 investment professionals relentlessly research in pursuit of your long-term goals. Specialized across asset classes, but united in collaboration, our teams provide global and local expertise. Our investments shape tomorrow, today. Pursue your tomorrow with PGIM, a leading global asset manager.
Hey, it's Kramer, and this is my morning take on the market from today's CNBC Investing Club morning meeting.
I'm Jeff Marks, joined by Jim Cramer, who's out in San Francisco. I know you got Dreamforce coming up this week. A pretty busy week for you out there, Jim.
Yeah, look, we're out here to find out whether AI is for real, for beyond just certain use cases. I have Frank Slootman tonight for Snowflake. There, it's definitely for real. Mark Benioff is billing this conference as the ultimate AI conference. And you know, Jeff, I get uncomfortable when everybody claims that they're big into AI, because what that says to me is that, even Slootman said that, is that, look out, people are going to get very tired of it if you can't make money off it. I'm worried, Jeff. Can you really make money off it?
Well, I think that's what we're all trying to figure out right now. Can AI be used for something like an MRI machine from GE Healthcare, or are there other applications as well? I know Microsoft has a lot of conferences coming up. That's one of the reasons why Citi put a 90-day positive catalyst watch on Microsoft today. But just turning to the markets real quick, we are higher, starting the week off higher. I think we've come off a little bit from the early market highs of the session. This comes even with rates moving slightly up today. I know Nick Timiraos of the Wall Street Journal, he put out a story yesterday talking about how the Fed likely to pause rates at its September meeting, but what happens after that, still an open question. I know CPI is this Wednesday. That's going to offer clues into the trend. I know, but you kind of mentioned in your Sunday story, there's sort of a gauntlet of events we have to run this week,
I'm worried about CPI.
UAW strike. Yep.
CPI is worrisome because we've had two in a row that's going down. What happens if you have one that spikes up? We can't have that. And I think that's going to make it so that even though I obviously love Nick Timiraos, I think he's the Fed whisperer, but the Fed doesn't have the CPI. So it's very hard to whisper ahead of something that might make you change your mind. I do think the auto strike is not as big as people are saying in terms of GDP, but psychologically it's very, very big. Start your day with my outlook on the market every morning. Visit CNBC.com/morningtake to become a CNBC Investing Club member at a special rate today.
All opinions expressed by Jim Cramer on this podcast and in connection with the CNBC Investing Club are solely Cramer's opinions and do not reflect the opinions of CNBC, NBC Universal, or their parent company or affiliates, and may have been previously disseminated by Cramer on television, radio, internet, or another medium. No specific outcome or profit is guaranteed in connection with your reliance upon or other use of the content from Cramer. The opinions offered in connection with this podcast and the CNBC Investing Club are not an attempt to induce any particular trading behavior, investment, or strategy. You should be aware of the risk of loss in following any strategy or investment discussed in the content from Cramer. To view the full CNBC Investing Club disclaimer, please visit cnbc.com/investing club disclaimer.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.